Okay, Parshas Bahaloscha. Vedaber Hashem Moshe Lemur Daber El Aaron Emarta Elov Bahaloscha Saneros Amukne Hamenora Yairu Shivas Haneros Vayaskin Aaron Amukne Hamenora Heola Nerosel Kasher Tiva Hashem Es Moshe. Chor, the Parsha of Halokas Neros was given to Aaron a coin. It's Gemara Numa, however, Daf Chavdal Mubeis. Gemara Numa is discussing that a Zar is Chayev on something which is called an Avodas Tomo, which is a complete, the finishing avoda, a complete avoda. So for many aspects, many avodas, the zara is not chayiv misa, because it's not the end product of the avoda. Hadlaka is the last part of avodas ha-menorah. So Gemara asks, why isn't it, maybe the zara should be chayiv for hadlaka? The Gemara says the following lashon, hadlaka lav avoda hi. Hadlaka is not an avoda. So if a zara does hadlakas neros, he's not chayiv misa. So the kasha is, that l'chora sounds like from our parsha that the mitzvah of halakas neiros was given to kohanim, and yet in Gemara Numa chavdal mubeis halakas lavavodahi, we see that a zar is we don't know how much he's bechlal lavodah, but he's definitely not. We don't know how much he's bechlal halakas neiros, but he's definitely not chayiv misa for it.
A zar,
a non kohen Yisrael, not a goy. So the Rishonim ask Tosas Rashi here. We'll quote Tosas Rishonim here. Tosas Rishonim. As a kasha, and you believe Sarachia. Tema l'harav Yosef, kevan the hadlaka lab avodahi, and Yisrael can do it. Amayik siv ba kohen. Why does the Torah say kohen? Dichtiv, daber al aron v'albana v'alos chasaneiros. Tos hashan b'lai b'shver. So it's a pasha, see right here, the psukim are mashma, the parsha lukas neiros is for kohen, and the Gemara says mefurish, that hadlaka is lab avodah, and it's shayach to Yisrael, so we have to understand what level a czar is involved with halakha, what level a kohen is involved, and I have to be mechalek. So the Ritva, who asked the kasha, the Ritva says two tirutzim. We'll start with the Ritva. Ritva and Yumach of Dalma Beis says, there's a diuk in the pasuk, beha aloscha, when he is ma'ala, when he does halakha saneros. So, it says, lahachi lo afke b'loshen chiyuv. There's a reason the Torah didn't say b'loshen chiyuv, of that a kohen has to do neros. It's beha aloscha, when a kohen does hadlakas neros, lomar de lav avodahi. From that tiyuk itself, you see it's not an avoda. Lichayiv aleh misa bazar. To make it that if a czar was to do avoda, then you'd be chayiv misa. The Torah dafka said lashon b'ha'aloska, that when a kohen does it, because if a Yisrael does it, he's not chayiv misa. The pashut reading of the Ritva is that the whole inyan of hadlaka lav avodahi, that a czar is shaykh to avoda, that a czar is shaykh to hadlaka, is le'inyan that he's not chayiv misa for it. The ma'isa, is it mutter l'chachila? No. Is it mutter b'dieved? Also not. It has to be done after through a kohen. But afal pichin b'ha'aloscha, when a kohen does it, then a kohen does it. But if a czar were to do it, he would not be chayiv misa.
The question also would be, would the hadlaka, would they have to put it out and relay it?
Right. L'chor, yes. Because he says it's l'chachi afke, that he's not chayiv misa. But it's not that the halakha is, there's no kiyum halakha with the czar.
No kiyum halakha at all?
Okay, not chayiv misa. Otherwise, he could have said that the czar could do it. It's not chayiv misa. Okay, so then the Ritva goes on. We'll see also this midik later on. The Ritva also goes on, says, v'shem harav matzasi, the sugyon l'ingin kohen ha'ovid shalom bigdei kahuna. The sugya of Yuma is not talking about a czar. Halakha lav avodahi is talking about a kohen that is mishamish without the big dekuna. For a kohen to do avoda, he has to wear the big dekuna. And here, what?
Big dekuna.
And here, the chiddush of the parasha is that a kohen can do halakha without big dekuna. And even though in general, if a kohen does avoda without big dekuna, he has the din of a czar. Here, it says, Hanyu the halakha lav avodahi lechayev misa lekohen shalom big dekuna. It's not an avoda which would create a chiyuv misa for a kohen that does avoda shalom big day kahuna. Lefi zeh, from the parshat reading of the Rav brought in the Ritva, it would sound like really the parsha is given to a kohen legamri, like the parshat reading of the parsha. And if a czar was to do avoda, hitaka would be chayiv misa. And that which is says halakha lav avodahi is leinyan a kohen that he has rishus to do avoda without the big day kahuna, and he's not chayiv misa. But a czar would be chayiv misa. Well, that's the pashut reading of the Rav. The Ritva says, don't read the Rav that way. The Ritva says, avada, even if a czar does halakha, there's no chayiv misa. And he stam is mefarish to sugya, The rabbis and Pharisees look at talking about coin shalom b'kdei kahuna, but avada azar also is not chayav misa. So the way the Ritva understands the Rav, there wouldn't be a nafkamina l'halacha, there would be, and azar would not be chayav misa. However, the pashut reading of the Rav would be mashma, that there's a chiddush of kohen, ha'ovid shalom b'kdei kahuna, that he doesn't have a chayav misa, but azar would be chayav misa. That's a potential, a possible way to read the Rav. So we have two shittos already. Okay. However, this is not the shittos of the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdash Pertes, halacha Zion. Bechein halakas neros kshera bezarim. If a zar does halakha, the halakha is good. It's kshera, even lechatchila.
Lechatchila also?
Yeah, see a second. Yeah, leficha, therefore. Im hetiv hakohen es haneros. If the kohen does the hatava, which means setting up the neros, it means cleaning out the old pzilas, putting in new shemen, and being arichas of the menorah, setting up the menorah. If the kohen does that, which we'll see more about that later, that definitely the kohen has to do. That's mefurish in the sugya yuma as well. The hotzian lechutz, and we bring the menorah outside the heichal. Mutter lezar lehalikon, ezar is mutter to do halakha.
Mamish outside the heichal.
Outside the heichal.
So yes. He has to do it. So in order for a zar to do it, he has to be outside.
The chatzila, in order for the chatzila to do it. Correct. There's an issue of a zar coming into the heichal.
Agav, this Makorba, doing it outside is interesting. We say in Halonisim, Eligu b'chatzos kachecha.
So they did it outside.
Yeah, like the Rambam, it's possible. Like Ezar. Okay, now the Ravitz, the Streshel's Kasim Sof. Okay, the Ravitz Masig, the Ravitz says, Hiflig, kisha amar mutar lezar lehalikon. The Rambam went too far by saying that it's mutar for zar lehalikon. Ela she'im hidlikon kshevas. If a zar were to do it, it's kasha. But the chachil, he can't. We have four shitos, Magabe, Zar, and Kohen, as far as Halakas Neros is concerned. The extreme would be the possible way of reading the Rav that the Ritva brings, that Zar is Taka Chayef Misa. I, the Gemara says, Halakha Lava Voda, he now is talking about Kohen, Hamishamish, Shalom, Big Day Kahuna. The next level would be the Ritva that says that there's no Kiyum it's not kosher for a Zar to do Halakha, but if he does it, he's not Chayef Misa, and that's Medik in the Pasuk, Beha Aloska, when he does Halakas Neros. When a Kohen does Halakas Neros, Mashma, if a Zar does it, he's not Chayef Misa. Then you have the Ravid, this is B'diyevit, the Zar could do it, Chachila not, and the Rambam is even the Chachila Yeh.
That's from outside the Hechadavka.
Outside the Hechadavka. Those are the four sheets. Now, Lefi, but Tosfos Shem had a Kasha, right? Tosfos Shem said, we have a Parsha. Parsha's for Halosva. The mitzvah of the menorah was given to who? To Kohanim. Exactly. So the Fida Rambam, that's even mutter l'chachila for a zar to do halakha, what's pshat with Tosas Yishanam's kasha of how do you read the parsha? That's where we're holding. Let's do chazar for the newcomers. Okay. So, I don't need a chumash. Okay. Get to the kashas as follows. In the beginning of Bahaloscha, it says that the mitzvah of menorah was given to Kohen. Bahaloscha's name was, it's Fayyad Rashamash, Dabre la'aram, and Martel, parsha is given to Aram. It's Gemara in Yuma that says halakha lava avodahi. Halakha lava vodahi means that halakha is not in the voda and it's shaykh to a zar. So if it's shaykh to a zar, so Tosfos Shalom has the kasha that in the parsha's mashma mitzvah menorah was given to a kohen. But the Gemara Yuma says halakha lava vodahi, it's not a voda and Yisrael could do it. Tzarech Ian. Is it shaykh to a kohen? Is it shaykh to Yisrael? So we said over four shitas. It could be that a zar is taka chayiv misa. The Gemara Yuma is talking about something else, like it's our kohen that does a voda without big day kahuna. There's another pshat that really. The mitzvah was given to a kohen, like the parsha says. The Gemara Yuma just means that if a zar does it, he's not chayiv misa. But the ma'aseh is not good halacha. The Ravid says, itaka is a good halacha, b'di'evet. The parsha is talking about l'chachila, and the Gemara says, b'di'evet, a zar could do it. The Rambam holds afilu l'chachila, a zar could do halacha, as long as the kohen did hatava, which means setting up the neros, taking out the psilos, putting in the shemen, that's a mitzvah for the kohuna. If you bring the menorah outside afterwards, being a menorah outside.
Because Zar can't go into
correct. The room, right? Well, it's not clear exactly. We'll hold that thought, Mistama. So then, if a Zar does halakha b'chutz, then it's kasher l'chachila for a Zar to do halakha. Okay, those are the four shitas. And we just asked now, so feed the Rambam that there's no difference between a kohen and a Zar. If you bring it outside, Zar can do it. So Tosfos Shem's kash is still shver. How do you read the parsha? The parsha says, b'halos chasan eros.
It's given to a kohen. That was the kohenim got the kashanah and the nishanah got.
That's the Ramban, but I'm not sure that's to do with anything right now.
I'm saying, it's upshot why the commentation of the Neros.
We're not talking about the compensation right now.
Even
for the Ramban, that's the drush. The psukim is there's a mitzvah given to Aaron of menorah.
Right.
Okay. So the kid just gave him the coin, so it's definitely first in the psukim. That's miyuchah to Kohanim. For the Ramban,
what? He can bring it out of the room, though. He says he can bring it out.
Correct.
The Ramban.
If you bring it out for just for
the Yisrael can do it. Israel's kosher the chachil. So what?
Who's allowed to bring menorah? Can you bring the mizbeach outside and use it outside?
But we're not.
Mizbeach is in the chatzar already.
Can you bring anything out of it and use it outside?
It's a different issue for another time.
Okay, so that's the Shmir Kinder Rambam. So let's focus on the Rambam. Okay, so. One more horror before we go on to the Rambam. The Ravid learns that l'chachila, the mitzvah is b'kohen, but yevan Yisrael could be madlik. It's very interesting. We have Tosos and Psach and Tosos in Gittin that there's a klal on the right level. There's no chiluk between the yevan and l'chachila. When the Torah says a halacha, it's bein l'chachila, it's bein b'yevan. According to the Ravid, it's something very interesting. According to the Ravid, that which the mitzvah was given to kohanim is only l'chachila. B'yevan, the zar does halacha, it's kosher. The Torah is not maflik bein l'chachila b'yevan. I wonder if they talk about that in the Ravid. They hear you see the Torah is talking on the chachila level. But Efshar, a very simple pshat, you hear the deal from the Ritva. The Ritva says before, the Torah says b'halosha, when Aaron does halakha. Meaning, if he doesn't do halakha, there's no chiyuv misa. But it could be the feet of Ravid, it's medik in the pasuk, b'halosha, l'chachila, a kohen should do halakha. In other words, in general, you can't be machal between l'chachila and b'dyevet. The Torah says a din, a filu b'dyevet, the din applies. So l'chora, even b'dyevet, a kohen has to do halakha. How can the Ravid say that b'dyevet is kosher? Kosher bizarros. The Torah is not machalik between chachil b'dievet. The Efshar the fetus diukon biha aloscha. When a kohen does it, maybe the rabbi learned it's diukon the pasuk of biha aloscha. That when a kohen does halakha, the chachila kohen should do halakha. But if he doesn't, it's also kosher bizarre. Efshar this would be a yotzi minak klal from the general klal of you can't. The Torah speaks even b'dievet levels. Maybe the rabbi learns here that's talking even only on the chachila level because it's a diukon the pasuk of biha aloscha when a kohen does halakha. But back to the Kasha and the Rambam. The Rambam holds that even the Zar could do, L'chachila could do Halakha. So what's Pshat? The Torah gave the mitzvah to the Kohanim. So there's a Rechaim here, that says a Pshat. So really, the Rambam is Moda, that the mitzvah of Halakha's Neiros was given to a Kohen. Okay, listen good. This is, Rechaim wants to say Pshat and the Rambam. Really, the Halakha was given to a Kohen. But that's only when the Halakha is Bifnim. That which is an inyan, there's a mitzvah for a kohen to do halakha, is when the menorah is bifnim. That is the mitzvah. So. But if he's motzi on l'chutz, if he bring the menorah outside, so then there's no longer a ma'isa mitzvah. That is not b'chlal the ma'isa mitzvah for the kohen. And the kiyum achar kach is only when it's dolok bifnim. In other words, the ikar mitzvah is not the ma'isa halakha, the ikar mitzvah is that it should be dolok. Can you ask me to be quiet? I can. Maybe not. Okay, if you can. Okay, so the key mitzvah is bifnim. Okay, the key mitzvah is that it should be hudlak bifnim. The mitzvah given to the kohen. The mitzvah of the. Okay. The mitzvah is there should be hudlak bifnim. The mitzvah given to the kohen is that which is a key. The mitzvah for the kohen to do it is davka when the menorah is bifnim. If you take the menorah outside, then the mitzvah given to the kohanim to do halakha bifnim, the mitzvah given to the kohanim for the kohen to do halakha no longer applies. The hainu would be mutter for a zar to do it. Now, if halakha wasn't a voda, and you davka need a kohen to do it, so if a zar lights outside, and then you're mekayim the mitzvah afterwards, that when you bring it the menorah inside, so you have the mitzvah happening, it's dolok bifnim, that still wouldn't be good, because you're missing the ma'isa of the kohen. If halakha wasn't a voda, and a zar was to light it outside, so there's two things. There's the ma'isa mitzvah that the kohen has to do the halakha, and then there's the mitzvah itself of the neiros have to be dolok bifnim. So if the mitzvah was not for a kohen to do halakha, because halakha is an avoda, the zar lights outside, so you're missing a tanai in the mitzvah. Tanai in the mitzvah is a kohen has to do halakha. But since the mitzvah is that the neiros should be daluk bifnim, and that's the whole mitzvah, and really it's kosher for a zar to light outside. So then, even though there's no mitzvah for the zar to do hadlaka, it's mutter. And then there's a key of the mitzvah afterwards when it's doluk bifnim. And that which the Torah gave a mitzvah to the kohen is if the menorah is inside, so a zar can't do halakha bifnim because the mitzvah was given for a kohen to do halakha bifnim. If you take yourself out of that matzav of the mitzvah of bifnim, you're moti the menorah lachutz, then there's no mitzvah given to the kohen. The zar has a hetter to let it outside, and the key of mitzvah's neiros is when it's doluk bifnim. That's how Chaim explains how the mitzvah, how the parsha gave the Torah gave the mitzvah to the Kohen, but that mitzvah only applies when the menorah is found bifnim. If you bring it outside, then it's kosher for a zar to do hadlaka.
So what's the mitzvah when it's outside? Same thing.
There's no mitzvah right then. There's a heter for a zar to do it because it's not an avoda. And then the mitzvah is afterwards when it's burning inside. However, if it was an avoda and you need the Kohen to do the hadlaka, the zar to do the hadlaka, it wouldn't help that there's a key mitzvah afterwards when it's burning inside because you're missing the tithe mitzvah for the Kohen to do hadlaka.
What would happen if the zar does the hadlaka inside?
So he's not allowed to. So lechor, it's also chaser in the tanai of the mitzvah. That since bifnim the mitzvah was given to the kohen, so then you're missing a tanai of the mitzvah.
So hadlaka.
Hadlaka, yeah.
You don't need a mitzvah hadlaka.
The kiyum is when it's burning. If the Torah said that you need a ma'aseh mitzvah of that the kohen needs to do the hadlaka, that's a chiluk of the mitzvah, that there's a kiyum for the kohen to do hadlaka, then it's chaser when the zara does hadlaka bifnim.
Why? Now it's daluk. So what?
Because there's two things. Even if you have the kiyum mitzvah, the tanai in the mitzvah is done through the kohen doing halakha. Hanimili bifnim, but b'chutz, you're not missing it.
It's funny.
But the reason why it's funny, Chaim then asked on himself, is because, the reason that it's funny, because he asked on himself, is because the Torah gave a mitzvah to the kohen. Mehecha tesi, that mitzvah only applies to bifnim and to a kohen. And then we could say that if it's b'chutz, the zar can do it. True, you have the Gemara in Yuma, the Halakha Lava Vodahi, but that's only to say that he's not Chayiv Misa, like the Ritva says. Halakha Lava Vodah, the Zardas Halakha is not, there's no Chayiv Misa. But that there should be, but that a Hechsher in the Tanai of Mitzvah, that a Zar could do Halakha, that you'll see that from the Gemara. So who are we to Machalish that the Torah gave a Mitzvah to Kohanim is only Bifnim to a coin, and we could say, oh, but if it's in Bachutz, so it's Mutter for a Zar. Where does that come from? So Rav Chaim says, a Nupsha in how a zar could be malik mi bachutz. Once in Bechayis, there's two dinim. We said before between that there's halakha and that there's sheyehei doluk. But he says a chiddush. The mitzvah that the Torah gave to the kohanim is not halakha saneros. It's hatavas saneros. Hatavas saneros is the cleaning of the neros, setting up of the neros. Because the way that it works is that the mitzvah, like we said, is the kiyum is that the neros should be burning. Therefore, the Torah said anything which is a hechsher for that it should be burning was given to the Kohanim. So putting in Shemin, taking out the psilas, that's Davka, the Kohen, like the Rambam himself said, Hatovah has to be done Davka through a Kohen. The mitzvah of Baalos Chas and Neros, the Torah is talking about that which the Neros are burning. What is Mutal on the Kohen to make sure that the Neros are burning? Anything which is Hefer for the burning. So Hatovah is given to the Kohanim. The Rambam, the Rav Chaim, says, Halakha is not Miyuchad to the kim of the neiros burning. The halakha is not mosif klum. Hatava is a hechsher. Hatava sets up the neiros being daluk. Hadlaka, not adding anything to the neiros being burning. It needs a pshat. It's definitely deep. It needs a hesber. Why? I understand that without shemen, I don't have the possibility for them to be burning. But also, the lechor, without a match, you can't have the neiros be burning. What does Rav Chaim mean when he says that hatava is a hechsher for the mitzvah, and halakha is not most of anything to the mitzvah. So here's the new knage. So if halakha is not a mitzvah of kohanim bedavka, then avada azar could do halakha. In other words, it's a new pshat. Be'etzem azar could have done halakha even bifnim. It's not that the mitzvah was given davka to a kohen and bifnim. The mitzvah that was given to the kohanim was hatava. Halakha is not an avoda bechlal. Halakha wasn't given to the kohanim. The mitzvah is sheyehei doluk. Hatova is the setup. Hatova is the hechsher that it should be doluk, and that was given to the kohanim. But the halakha which doesn't add anything is not an avoda bechlal. So whoever can do it can do it. Now a zar can't go inside, so a zar does it outside. Be'etzim, if he could have gone inside, Zar could have done halakha bifnim. And then a Kohen, if he wanted to do it, he could do it bifnim. Or he could also do it b'chutz.
What's the b'chayim being ma'isiv anyways? So the kitzur, the answer is that Baal Yischas and Eretz is referring to Hatava.
Correct. But how does that work? What's the mechanics of it? What?
You mean the mechanics?
I mean, listen, so if you speak mechanics, that the Torah, the Halos Chasaneris, the mitzvah of the Torah, says Shehei Daluk, how do you have a person do a mitzvah? How do you, what mitzvah should they do to make sure that Shehei Daluk?
Hatava. The words of Baal Yischas have to be referring to fire at all. Baal Yischas Chasaneris means when you set up the Neris.
The burning of the neros. But in terms of what mitzvah is given to the kohanim, it's only anything which is a hechsher for that. And he learned the chiddush is he learns that hatava is called a hechsher for the mitzvah sheyidamot, and the hadlaka is not most of anything to
which them. Which is the hatava can't be done outside.
What?
Which is the hatava can't be done outside.
Can't hear.
Which is the hatava can't be done outside.
Who says it can't be done? The mitzvah is given to the kohanim. Could the hatava be the chutz? Why has a daka bifnim? Maybe because since the avodah has, if it's in the avodah has to be done bifnim, maybe. Okay. And he says even the Ravid holds like this. The Ravid holds that hatovah is the mitzvah and not halakha, and that's why b'di'evid, if a zar does halakha b'chutz, then it's kosher. What's pshat? Why is it kosher? The Torah gave the parsha to the Kohanim? Yeah, the Torah gave the parsha of Hatava to the Kohanim. Halakha is not avod, it's not most of klum. So a Zar could do halakha b'chut. Why l'chachila you would need a Kohen in the Ravid? Chaim doesn't explain. Machor, there's no reason you should need a Kohen l'chachila. But he says even the Ravid holds to this yesod. So the yesod is that halakha is not in avoda, it's not most of anything to the mitzvah she'ei dolok, and that's why kosher for a Zar. That's Rav Chaim. But the Fida Ritva, that a Zar's halakha doesn't accomplish anything, he's not Chayiv Misa, but the halakha is not a good halakha, comes out that the mitzvah of the Kohanim was given, the mitzvah of the Parsha that was given to the Kohanim is even referring to halakha. Right? The Ritva didn't make a skill between the Tav and the halakha. So it comes out of Machlokas Rav Chaim between Ritva and the Rambam over what mitzvah was given to the Kohanim in the Parsha. Was it mitzvah's... Was it mitzvah's hatava like in the Rambam, or was it mitzvah's halakha, and therefore it's the psul for zar? Meshech Chachma says another teretz, and of the parshas given to Kohanim, the Gemara says it's kosher for a zar, and the fifth teretz also would be miyashiv of Chaim. He says, you quoted Rashi before that Aaron, Mephias Aaron with the Hanukkah's mitzvah was given to Nisim, and they Mephias him with Mrs. Menorah. So, Meshech Chachma learns that the pius was daft to the Chanukas HaMenorah. The first halakha to be machanech, the menorah should be roi now, to be b'chlal avodah. That was, dafka the Chanukas HaMenorah was given to the Kohanim, dafka the Chanukas HaMenorah was given to Aaron Ubonov, to Aaron. But Ludoros, even the Zara could do it l'chachil, and that would be Yashid the Rambam. The Rambam would learn that the parsha was talking about Chanukas HaMenorah and not talking about Ludoros. Halakha, yeah, not like a Chaim. And he explains the fiddle. Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Gimel says, "Vayas kein Aaron, kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe." Okay, Aaron was mekayim this. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. What do you mean kasher tziva? For the Meshech Chachma. What? He didn't finish yet. He has a mitzvah halakha koyoma. How could you say Aaron? We don't know if Aaron's going to do the mitzvah through the rest of his life. To every day do a mitzvah halakha. How can the Torah be made on Aaron kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe? Elamai, since we're talking the whole parsha is only talking about Chanukah and Menorah, the chinuch, the first time that he does it, that's kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe that Aaron did what was mutal on him the first time. But Ludoros is kasher for Azar. Then he goes on and says Marashin Gimel Hatova, which is given to Kohan Ludoros. Then Parsha Tetzaveh says Yaroch also Aaron, doesn't say Kasha Tivashem. The mitzvah was given to Aaron and Doris to do Hatovah. Here, the parsha is talking about Chanukas HaMenorah, the first time was given to Aaron. It's interesting. There's the Mefarshim have Akasha, because okay, well, first, so it comes out now that there's five Shitas, what the Sukkim are talking about. We have the four Rishonim, the Meshach Chachma, over what the role of a Zar is, what the role of a Kohen. Now, Rashi brings us a free Pasuk Gimel on Kasher Tiv Hashem as Moshe. Or it says Vayas Ken Aaron. Aaron did this. Rashi brings us a free Lahagid Shvachol Shel Aaron Shloshina. Shevach to Aaron, he wasn't Mishana from what he was supposed to do. Lahagid Shvachol Shel Aaron Shloshina. What's the Revusa? Aaron listened to Hashem. Very nice. And what's the Shevach they listened to Hashem? Why Dafka here? It's a very strange place to say Lahagid Shvachol that Aaron did was right. Okay, so this is really going back to the Raivin. Is wondering, so Lefi the Raivin, that B'dievet Mutar B'Azar, L'chat Chila Yinim Kohen, that's L'hogit Shvachol Shel Aaron. The Shevach is that even though he couldn't give it, that even though if Azar would have done it, it would have been a Kasher Halakha B'dievet, but L'hogit Shvachol Shel Aaron Shaloshina, that he did the Kiyum D'Lchat Chila of that Shvidah could be done through a Kohen.
They didn't actually have to do it.
Well, he did, but he was in Kain Chachila. And the reason why you could say it's Dafka here versus other places, the rest of the Torah we said, there's no Chiluk Bein Chachila B'dievet. The Torah is always given, if it's given to someone in Chachila, it's given B'dievet. There's no Chiluk. Ma'ashen came here, that you find in Yosef Naklal, that there's a Din Dafka given L'Chachila. Here there's Mokum to say that he, L'Hagish Shvachol, that he was in Kain of Din L'Chachila, and didn't give it to Zar B'dievet. Ma'ashen came to the other Rishon's Peshat, that it's either Lagamri Mitzvah for the coin, or like around Lagamri for Yisrael, it's more difficult to teach Rashi of L'Hagish Shvachol Shaloshina. In the Ravi, we could say Epshat. Now Rashi brings here by Behaloscha, Dorshi Rabbi Seinu Mikan Shemala Haisal Lefnei Menorah Shalei Akoin Omen Emetiv. There were steps before the menorah that Kohen would go up and be Emetiv and clean out the Nerus through them. The Pan Miyachos has a Kashi here. Why does it say that? Why did Rashi say that the steps are Omen Emetiv? Why does it say that the steps are Emetiv Ulahadlik? It's for Halakha as well. The Pesukim are talking about Halakha, they have Aloska Saneros. We darshan Bahaloska when the coin goes up the steps. To do what? Saneros, to light the Neros. And Rashi only mentioned Hatova. So that's his Kasha. The feast of the other Pesukim we said until now, we could say Apshat. We could say that, I mean, you could work out each Shita Kfisha Hu, but you can say that, like the Meshach Chachma, that the mitzvah given to Aaron is davka for the Chanukah HaMenorah. So, but in general, it's kosher for a zar. So, Dorosh Mikan Shemalai Slefne Menorah She'aleh HaKohen Omid Umeitiv. The Doros, a Kohen is Omid Umeitiv. What about Lahadlik? A Kohen doesn't need to be Madlik. That's the Rambam. Right? So the pasuk that's talking about that Kohen uses the steps even lahadlik is dafka in this parsha. Here it's different. Here it's dafka Kohen who's made it and madlik because this is the Chanukah Samedorah which we need the Kohen for. Okay, like the Meshach Chachma. But the Doros Rashi is saying a din la Doros mikan shemal haisa that the Kohen should meitiv dafka meitiv because abaka Yisrael's kasha la Doros. So if Meshach Chachma would be a beautiful teretz upon miyafas esara. However, he himself says, very just by Metzias, Lahadlik, you don't need steps. It's very easy to do like this. Just put your hand up. You don't need to be on top of it. However, for Hatava, you need to look well. You need to see well to get the psila out, put the shemen in. That's what you need the steps for. Aye. So why did the? So why in the psukim does? Are we talking about that the miles needed for halakha? So we'll see in a second what. Why in the Pesukim you need the steps even for Halakha. But Agav, in terms of this idea that for Halakha, you don't need steps. For Hatava, you need to be on top of it. The Gemara Menachos says that the menorah was 18 tefachim, 3 amos. And the Rambam in Hirish Rishnayos and Tamid says that it's Kigovashal Adam, which would mean that Govashal Adam is 3 amos. There's a Shailah Rishonim, if a person, that which we say a person is 3 amos, is it without the head or with the head? Person is 3 amos tall, is it between the head or is it 3 amos until the shoulders? Tosa Shita Krashas is that 3 amos without the head. Hey, the stipes are long to be mochia, but the Rambam Shita is that when we say a person is 3 amos tall, it's even with the head. Because Rambam says that menorah is 18 tefachim, which is 3 amos. And it's kid Govah Shel Adam. Govah Shel Adam is mashma even with the head. Okay? So, okay, and that's right. Now, if you the other Rishonim, that really a person is taller than 3 amos, even 4 amos, 3 amos to the shoulders, and even taller. So it's definitely shver. Why do you need the steps to the flow? He's even taller than menorah. Why do you need the steps? Forget about halakha. Even for hatava, if you're taller than menorah, it should be very easy to clean out the menorah. So before Hashem asked that kasha, and just one teretz will say is that the Taz, Sefer Al Torah, different David says, you'll come across some short kohenim sometimes. Not every person's going to be 3 amos in the head. Sometimes you have a shorter kohen that he needs the steps are really for him. Al kohenim, that's as far as halakha. You don't need the steps for halakha, but hatava you need to check well. So that's why you have steps. Our parasha is talking about Aaron and Kohen. Aaron was a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol, he was wearing the tzitz when he did the halakha. There's a Mishnah in Sota, in Kohen Gadol, you can't be Mala Yodov Lamala Min Tzitz when you do Messias Kapayim. You can't put your hands above the tzitz because the shame is caused on the tzitz. So if so, even for halakha, we need the steps by Aaron and Kohen. Because he couldn't do like that in general. Regular Kohen could just put his hand above his head and do halakha. Aaron Kohen needed steps even for halakha. So that's because he's a Kohen Gadol. You can't put his hand above the tzitz. But Rashi is talking about Ladoros, that Stama Kohen did halakha, so he could put his hands above his head, so you don't need the steps for halakha. That's why Stavka, when we do Meitiv, because he needs steps only for Hatava. What?
Why would it be wearing the tzitz?
Great question. Ask it better. We just said the ritual before that a Kohen doesn't, that the Gemara of Halakha Lava Vodahi means that you don't need to wear Big Day Kahuna. So why is he wearing the tzitz? So I don't know, but you could say a Teretz. You could say that he, Aval Pichin, he wanted to wear the Big Day Kahuna. What?
We say
halakha lava voda. And halakha lava voda means that he doesn't have to wear the big kahuna.
You can just wear the regular ones. You only wear the tits on special times of the year, only 3 times, right?
It's tummin. You want to make kind of tummin. But one second. Let's say Pasha Teretz. Let's say Pasha Teretz that he wanted to wear that it should, he wanted to do a chumrah. He wanted the avoda to be like shara avodos, where it's big kahuna. If this is true, the Han Yehuda's ha'ora that l'chora the Ritva says he doesn't need to wear the tits. And the Panam Yafos Dover Mechudud of that he didn't want to put hands above the tzitz, so you see he wore the tzitz. If it's just because he wanted to make like other votes, we could be Miyashi that Rashi we brought before. But Yaskin Aaron, Mahagit Shvachal Shal Aaron, Shalosh Shina. Aaron didn't change. We said, what didn't he change? We said, Pshat before, that he did the halakha like a coin, even though it's kosher b'dievin for a czar. But now here's a new Pshat. Shalosh Shina. What didn't he Shina? He didn't change his clothes. He wore Bitei Kahuna, just like by Shara Vodos. He was Mashbe. Avodos halakha to Shara Avodos that he wore Big Day Kahuna even though he didn't have it. That's the Shevach Shal Aaron. That would be Yosef from the Panim Yafos that he did, even though he didn't put the tzitz like we saw from the Tzvah.
Where do we learn that?
Vayas Ken Aaron, the Hagish Shevach Shal Aaron. Aaron did this. The Torah is being Meshabeach.
See, then we learn from that he was wearing the tzitz.
No. Oh, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, the Haggish Shloshina. Well, there's definitely a Sheva. The question is, what's the Sheva? The question is, Shat, so we just offered our own Shat. Right there. So now, this concept of En Yochel Abi Yod L'malam in a Tzitzit is a fascinating Shat. The Rosh Hashanah says that by Mechamas Amalek, that Kashay Higbiya Yodov, Moshe Rabbeinu put his hands above his head, then they were Matzliach, and when his hands were down, they weren't Matzliach. Where it says, Ma'inyan, what's Kiyosha Moshe does it? About El Kisha Yisrael, Hishnab Dulim Shal Shemaim, when Chai Shal Mispalo, then they're Mastiach in the Mechama, and when they weren't Mispalo, they weren't. So this, but still this Ha'ara, what's that got to do with Moshe Rabbeinu's hands being above his head or not?
Sally wasn't very tissue.
Rega, what's that got to do with Moshe Rabbeinu's hands above his head? Well, so, if it's because they davened, then they were winning. If they weren't davening, they weren't winning. So what does that have anything to do with his hands above his head? So there's shot like this. Klai Shov, okay, Amalek were Mechashva. Amalek did Kishav. Now it says that the tzitz could be Mevatel Koach HaKishav. You know, the tzitz that takes away Koach HaKishav. Now Moshe Ben, we know, had what's called a Tas Al Rosho. He had this crown on his head that had Shem Hashem. So Klai Shov thought that he was wearing this Tas, and that tzitz would be Mevatel the Koach HaKishav Shel Amalek. And they thought, we don't have to be Mispalo. But then, when they looked up and they saw Moshe Rabbeinu's hands above his head, they knew that since you're not allowed to be Magbiya Yodav L'malam, and that's it, it must be he's not wearing this tas. So we're going to be, so Kishuf will be strong again. So we need to be Mispalo. But when his hands were down, they assumed Mistama he's wearing the tas, and that would be Matul Kishuf. So they lost because they weren't being Mishab Lila Shemai. What?
It's a bit lumbish.
It is what it is. It's the same shot. I mean, there's a few Hanukkahs. I mean, they saw Moshe Rabbeinu's hands, but they couldn't see if the tas was a rosh or not. Only a couple of inches difference. I don't know.
But it, yeah. If you took it down, I mean,
I assume that you're taking it out.
Obviously, even before this, it's
right.
Kind of
that's just like a one-time thing. Like he had hands down and then they put them up.
What?
That's just like one-time thing. He had his hands down and they were winning. And he put his hands up. They stopped. And then they
right. It could be like that also.
I didn't say they went back and forth.
Okay, so stop here.